Next item on the agenda are the minutes of the previous meeting. You had an opportunity to review the minutes of the previous meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or deletions to the minutes? If not, the chair will entertain a motion.
Move approval of the minutes as distributed.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve the minutes. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. At this time, I'd like to deviate from the agenda. We have today with us an individual who has, after many years of dedicated service to the Commonwealth of Virginia, decided to accept his just reward of retirement. And today we take the pleasure and honor and privilege of recognizing the former chief of the Habitat Management Division for many years, dedicated public servant, Mr. Bob Grab, who is seated in the back. Bob, if you'd stand up, please, for just a second so we can recognize you. In a few minutes, I'll ask Bob to come up because we do have a special token of appreciation, which certainly is nowhere near what he deserves for the many years. But before I do that, we are privileged and honored to have the former Commissioner of Marine Resources and newly appointed member of the State Water Control Board, the Honorable William A. Pruitt, with us here today. And I think Mr. Pruitt has a few comments he'd like to make. Mr. Pruitt?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, it's an honor to be here before you, always. I'm here today to say a few words about your retiring employee, Bob Grab. But before I do that, I want to thank you all for the job you do. Mr. Chairman, congratulations on your reappointment.
Thank you.
Wise decision. And I can say this because I've been on both sides of this fence, and I know what you have to do, and I know how you do it. And I can assure you, and assure the public, that you do it in a fair and impartial way, that you study your material, you care about property rights, you care about individuals, and at the end, you make the best decision you can make. I have found that to be fair, and I compliment you for that.
Thank you, sir.
The citizen boards of Virginia are very important to the structure of government. Bob Grab, as the commissioner said, is the epitome of a public servant. Bob Grab served in this capacity for many years. He was here when I came. And before that, when I was county administrator up in the Northern Neck, he was here, and I had worked with Bob and Norm Larson. You've been fortunate to have people like that, not just in the Habitat Division, which does an outstanding job. The entire employees here. I hate to hear anybody say anything about state employees and categorize them and paint them with one brush, unless that is a positive brush, because public service is a calling. It's not a job you apply for, and it has to be that. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. Bob Grab has a calling. He started out as an E-1 in the military, an enlisted man. The bottom of the barrel, I was there, I know. He ended his career in the United States Coast Guard as a captain. That speaks for itself. From E-1 to, I believe it's O-5, speaks for itself. His work here, I enjoyed working for Bob Grab. He was a great co-worker. One thing about Bob, he brought this commission and he brought the commissioner factual information. He didn't care if you liked it or not. These are the facts. My job, he said, is to bring you the facts. Your job is to weigh the economic impact versus the environmental impact and come to the decision. And I can tell you this. If we voted against Bob's recommendation 10 times he put it behind him and went to the next issue and went to the next meeting. So I salute Bob Grab this morning for a job well done, and I hope you enjoy your retirement. I know you will. Thank you.
I was remiss when I introduced Bob, and Mr. Pruitt, thank you so much for those kind words. Not going to be a whole lot that I can add to it. I was remiss in not introducing Bob's significant other, to whom he reports to, I believe, now. His wife, Camille. Camille, would you stand for us, please? Good to have you here. Bob, can you come forward, please? Mr. Chairman, and there's not a whole lot that I can add other than maybe a personal note. A lot of people don't realize this, good, bad, or indifferent, but when I applied for the job here as Deputy Chief of Law Enforcement some 18 years ago, the final two individuals that I interviewed with were Bob Grab and Commissioner Pruitt. Bob actually conducted the interview. Mr. Pruitt, as he does in a certain way, basically sat back and observed. I know in my heart of hearts that if it weren't for Bob providing good counsel, or what I believe to be good counsel, or at least counsel to Mr. Pruitt, because of the respect that Mr. Pruitt had for Mr. Grab, the likelihood of me standing here today would be significantly diminished. So in addition to all the good things from a public service perspective that Mr. Pruitt had to say about Bob, I owe him a personal debt of gratitude for the support that he gave me then and gave me throughout my entire career, even as I transition into this position. I wish him the best. He deserves it. At this time, Bob, on behalf of the Marine Resources Commission, I'd like to read a plaque. As I said, it's a token of appreciation from the commission and the employees, but it can never satisfy the debt that we owe you for the job and the public service that you provided. Commonwealth of Virginia Marine Resources Commissioner Robert W. Grab, be it known that on behalf of the members, employees, and friends of the commission, we recognize your 30 years of loyal and dedicated service to the Commonwealth and the Marine Resources Commission. Your record of wise leadership given to the Division of Habitat Management has earned you a high degree of respect and admiration and has been an inspiration to all. Your ability to rise to any occasion to serve the public and agency staff warrants recognition and gratitude from your fellow co-workers and the commission as you begin a new chapter in your life and begin your retirement. I am pleased to confer upon you the Certificate of Distinguished Service given under my hand and the seal of the Marine Resources Commission this 27th day of July in the 235th year of the Commonwealth. Signed, Commissioner Steve Bowman. Bob, congratulations. Thank you. Address the commission.
I just want to say, thank you, and it's been a pleasure working with all of you over the years, and at this point, my only hope and pray is that the next 30 years don't pass as quickly as the last 30. But thank you very much. It really has been a pleasure.
At this time, I'd like to swear in the members of staff and members from VIMS that may be providing testimony today. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda, unless I've missed something, is permits. Rob, I'm sorry, we have one. I have missed a couple things. Rob, can you hold on just 1 second? I've got two more things I need to do. But come on up. Yeah, no, come on up. Be fine. Don't mean to. I guess from an emotional perspective, I got a little caught up as far as the agenda is concerned. The next thing I'd like to do, Since Bob has retired, we certainly need to have someone lead the Habitat Management Division. And sometimes when you have a choice to be made, it results in another leadership decision to be made. So what I would like to do this morning is introduce to the Commission your new Chief and Deputy Chief of the Habitat Management Division, Mr. Tony Watkinson and Mr. Chip Nykirk. I can assure you the transition will be seamless. Next item is Mr. Rob O'Reilly, Deputy Chief of the Fishery Management Division, who has a new employee that we are honored and pleased to have here today. Rob?
Yes, I'd like to introduce to the Commission Allison Watts. Allison is a Chesapeake native, attended James Madison University, where she received her baccalaureate, and then attended Tennessee Technological University, where she received a master's in biology. She's in week three. We're very excited to have Allison as a planner down in the division office.
Thank you, Allison. Good to have you here. Have I missed anything else, Jack?